Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
844 on Wisconsin's Morning News, Brewers 360, is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. And on the line from MLB.com, Brewers beat writer Adam McAlvey. Morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Hey, dude, so we got the Nationals in town for our final series before the All-Star break. The Nationals are not a good baseball team. They've got 38 wins on the season. But I don't know. Maybe it's just you cover it closely, so you might produce some statistics that tell me I'm wrong. But it just feels like the Brewers often scuffle against these crummy teams and yet sweep the Dodgers.
Well, I think that's like a just baseball sort of situation, because the Rockies can win a series from you, and they're not very good at all either. You don't know when you're going to catch a team, and they have a good week. So I don't think that, you know, that's why Pat Murphy always says you don't take anybody lightly, and the Nationals have, you know, James Wood is a really exciting young player. They can beat you too. So you have to take that energy into every day, and that is the biggest challenge of a 162-game season.
You know, it's funny, that's when Murph tells you, and it's often your question in there, and he's like, well, you know, hats off to the Nationals. I mean, these kids, this guy, right? Murph is more impressed with every other team in Major League Baseball than any other manager.
Well, look, I mean, I've covered some pretty bad Brewers teams early, and they'd pluck series wins here and there, and they'd rattle off 10-game stretches where they win 7 or 8, and you'd think, oh, my gosh, here they come.
Here we go.
And then, you know, then it wouldn't happen because you don't have the talent to sustain it. And that the Brewers have sustained this, at least regular season success, for this number of years, it is really impressive, and it's really easy to take it for granted. And you know, when you make the playoffs all the time, it becomes normal. And those of us who are a little longer in the tooth can tell you that that is not normal for this city. There were years where the playoffs did not happen every year or any year. So it's been pretty impressive the way that they've sustained it and turned it over. And we'll see the trade that look, we're trade deadline time. We're talking about All-Star game, draft is coming up, and then boom, the trade deadline really sneaks up on you. But they have some really interesting choices this year about do they part with some of this pitching surplus to either fill in offensively or just continue to turn over new talent that they're going to have for the next 5 or 6 years.
I'm glad you brought that up, Adam.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, because we heard, obviously, I know you were reporting on it too, Nestor Cortes pitched yesterday in rehab and looked all right, and he's still going through rehab. He's another arm you're going to get back, and it would seem like it would seem like this is the year when you have the pitching, you seem to have a surplus, like you just mentioned. Like, if you're going to go get a bat, it can't be Andrew Vaughn, even though he is going to be the MVP. you have to get, like, you have to make a trade that might hurt a little bit to get like a legitimate bat. Like, get just a guy who can mash.
Well, here's what I would say about that. Those are hard guys to get in deadline trades. Like, so the Brewers have, if you think about recent years, they've actually done a pretty good job of getting bats for like 2 months. And they picked up, remember, Mark Canna was excellent for them. Or Carlos Santana was great. I'd have to look at like a list of trades to come up with others, but they've done a decent job of picking guys that then have a little impact. But I think what they really, like, if you're going to trade, say, if you're going to really go out on a limb and trade Freddy Peralta, which would be very unpopular, but the Brewers do not make trades for PR purposes. They make trades to bring in guys who they think they can help for the next 5 years. If you're going to get that kind of bat who can help you for 5 years, it's really hard to find those types of guys because teams don't want to trade them. And to me, those trades happen more often in the off season, you know, where you bring in the ultimate example is Christian Yelich.
Right.
That was a guy who was controllable, who was good, a good player. If you go look at the comments after that trade, people hated that trade. I would say the majority hated the trade then loved it. And it turned out to be a franchise altering trade for the Brewers. So, you know, look, the expectations are always really high at the trade deadline. It's an exciting time. There's all this chatter. You want to get better. Your teams right now, the Brewers are in wild card position. There's a lot of juice at this time of year. But to make like a big trade like that is pretty difficult. It's more likely that they make deals that sort of help you a little bit, and you hope to get a guy who catches fire. Those are way more likely to make those kinds of trades in July.
MLB.com's Adam McAlvey with us this morning. Adam, how do you see things playing out through the season for Jacob Mizorowski? I mean, the kid has dazzled. He's been amazing. He's surpassed expectation. But we keep hearing about, yeah, but he's so new. Like, if not a pitch count in total, there's an inning count. And, like, the math doesn't work out for him to be a regular starter for the rest of the season.
Through the end of October.
Right, through the end of October. Yeah. So what do we do with this kid?
I think it's going to be a combination of things. Well, first of all, it's important for him to use his off days to rest. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but he enjoyed a Miller Brewery tour yesterday.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's rest.
The most Milwaukee thing ever. And now we need to get him over to third base and Lakefront.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I mean, would you prefer he sat in bed, Adam? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, I think that's great. I love it. A guy going out and embracing the city. Yeah. I mean, when Eric Thames was here, remember he was a big beer guy. And he'd go out and explore the breweries. I think that is awesome. And it's great to see a guy embrace the community and the way the community is embracing him. I am all for that. I think it's great. As far as like the future, the way I think of it is more like a stress limit, not innings or pitches, because as Pat Murphy has said, and the pitching coaches will tell you, every inning, every pitch is not created equally. It's those stressful outings. It's the stressful innings. It's the big velo pitches and bunches that can put a strain on a guy. And I think they have really sophisticated ways of monitoring where he's at on that meter, and they're going to adjust accordingly. We don't know how they're going to handle the All-Star break, for example. This is an opportunity. Say he's one of your last starters coming out of the break. That's a chance to give him, 10 days off? Something like that, almost 2 weeks off. That's an option. They can do shorter starts, which they've already done in some of these outings. Even though he's pitching well, they can skip a start here or there. And look, with Nestor Cortes, as you mentioned, coming back, if Brandon Woodruff continues to be healthy and effective, they can use extra starters and just give everybody extra rest. They do right now have, and look, right now is the key phrase because we've seen how quick this changes. Right now, it looks like they have a surplus of pitching because they've got the guys they have pitching well in the major leagues. They've got Nestor Cortes coming back. They've got, don't forget, Tobias Myers at AAA, I think, who gave six scoreless in his last outing. They've got Logan Henderson, who's a really good prospect, not a Mizorowski-level sort of buzz, but look what he's done in his Brewer starts. He's pitching at AAA because of depth. You know, many teams he'd be pitching in the big leagues right now. So there's an opportunity to use those guys to spell Jacob Mizorowski here and there, keep him in a good place that if the Brewers do get to October, which is their goal again, that he's obviously, you know, available and a factor for you because that's what you want.
Or there's an opportunity to send one of those pitchers to Arizona, to the Diamondbacks, and get a big bat back and put it in the lineup.
Did you not listen earlier to Adam, Eric?
Are you thinking about Mr. Suarez?
A little bit.
Third?
Just a little bit.
He could hit some homers at American Family Field. That's a good name.
MLB.com's Adam McAlvey live with us this morning. Thanks,
Enjoy
Adam.
Enjoy the break, bud.
Bye, guys.